Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy New Year! Oh my gosh! Even though it's like the end of January, but don't watch that! Welcome to a fresh episode of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so it's time for Hot Topics. I feel like this is, it feels interesting, this being the first Hot Topics of the year. It feels new, interesting, but now it's time for Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Before we spill the tea, because it's been a while, we just can't go in dry like that, as Nicki Minaj would say. So how have you been, Shay? What's poppin'? Did you have a nice break?
What is a break? But no, I had a really nice transition into the new year. Lots of exciting things, so I can't complain. I'm very grateful. What about you?
Yeah, same. What break? I don't know who she is. But yeah, it's been okay. It's only the beginning of the year. I don't know, we're starting things a bit late, but we different. But anyway, let's get into these hot topics. So first and foremost, we have to talk about it. Everyone's talking about Hyuna and Jonghyun. Hint on Instagram that they're dating after they both posted a picture of them holding hands on the beach. However, fans expressed their disappointment with Hyuna since the former B/Highlight member was involved in the Burning Sun scandal. Jonghyun admitted to watching non-consensual explicit videos sent to him by Jung Jun Young. Both Hyuna and Jonghyun's agency stated that it's difficult to confirm if they are dating, as it's the artist's personal matters. Which basically confirms, doesn't it not? Because they would have been like, no. Because no one does. The only people that actually...
It would only be YG to be like, yeah, it's not our business.
Yeah, that's the only agency. And I just feel like their agency doesn't want to be tied up with all that mess because it will affect business. Mm. I've seen a lot of Hyuna fan sites close down. I've seen a lot of that happening. A lot of people unfollowing. I think last time I saw she lost over like 100k followers.
I am for a good redemption arc, but I feel like there are sometimes some things that are unforgivable. And like, given the magnitude of that situation, who am I to tell you who you can and can't fall in love with? But publicly sharing those things, knowing what the person's been involved in or the background of what's transpired, I feel like that's, I don't know, you're sort of asking for it at that point. Because especially when you're an individual who has seen, I don't know, maybe it's too much of a responsibility that we put on her as an audience, but Hyuna, over her very long and extensive career, has been sort of coined as this like feminist symbol in Korea. Like she isn't exactly the status quo, but she doesn't care. And like, it's given a lot of women confidence to be different and just be themselves. So I think now when you're seen in a relationship with, in an assumed relationship with someone who has been involved in such, I don't know, dare I say, it's like probably one of the biggest K-pop scandals to date.
Just a scandal in general.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. God forbid, but if that was me and I fell in love with something, that I'm going to have to love you on a low. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You ain't fumbling my bag.
And I think, but, I don't know, maybe we're reading into it too much, but if you are like, okay, this is the person I love, I accept that they're flawed, they've done things, I can see that they've redeemed themselves. Yes, and your audience doesn't own you, and you don't always owe your audience an explanation, but with something of this nature, I think it could have, I don't know what the, I don't think I've actually seen the picture or the caption, but I feel like more of an explanation could have been provided. Yeah. Like, I love this person, like, I understand what they've done, but we as people are like growing, we're making sure to be better people. I feel like that might have softened the blow.
But girl, that's too much talking. They just keep it offline.
Like, if honestly, like, don't post about it, but if you are, because I think it is a bit of like a slap in the face, because I think from what I've heard, it was, I don't know, some sort of like lovey-dovey photo situation.
It's basically them on the beach holding hands. That's what it is. Like, you don't see their faces. You just see the back of their heads. They're walking on the beach. And I think she had the caption like something along the lines of, please look after us, or whatever. Oh. I can't remember. Something along those lines. I think she actually deleted the caption, but that's what it originally was.
I think it's a complex and interesting situation. Once again, we're not here to dictate who people can and can't love, but when someone has been involved in such a public thing and you have a certain reputation as well, I think you have to go about things in a very sensible way, or just keep it purely off the internet. Because I know also Dawn has been dragged into this conversation, and I'm not one for having people's exes always tied to them, but I think what I've heard is this notion, idea that, oh, like, she basically risked Dawn's career, put him in this situation, and now is gallivanting with this questionable person. But with that situation, I think when Hyuna and Dawn were together, I think their careers were both at equal risk. I think the only thing that was unfair is that Dawn and Pentagon at the time were kind of rising up, becoming really extremely popular, and Hyuna already had this legacy of her career behind her. But I wouldn't say she's to blame.
Yeah, because I think what you need to understand is, well, I get all of that, but Dawn is his own person. He's his own man. He could have easily said, girl, I love you, but no. Like, really, he has his own autonomy. We can't just pin that all on Hyuna. Like, there was both of them in their relationship. This is not all Hyuna's fault. Dawn made a choice too. They both made a choice. They're both happy with that choice. However it panned out is however it panned out. But we can't be going in our time machine saying, oh, poor Dawn. It's not about Dawn. Let's leave him out of it. Like,
And from what we know as, like, just an audience and an observer, their relationship wasn't like an overnight decision. Like, they had been, dare I say, in love or having feelings for each other for quite a period of time before the decision was made to go public. Because they worked close enough to just have a cute, quiet proximity relationship or whatever, but they both would have made that decision to go public. So I don't think that it's necessarily relevant to this discussion about what's currently going on, but yeah.
Well, good luck to them, and that's what I can say about that. Moving on to some lighter news. So ATEEZ, The Seraphim, and The Rose have been announced as performers for Coachella 2024. And I think ATEEZ is the first K-pop boy group to perform at Coachella, I think.
Oh,
I think I might be wrong, but I think. Well done to them. More music touring news. Or the IU fans, she has announced her 2024 world tour called Her, or H-E-R. She will be visiting Korea, Singapore, Philippines, Germany, the US, the USA, Japan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and the UK. So I don't know if she's posted dates already, but keep an eye out on her Instagram and stuff. Probably get more details there. And last but not least, because I thought this was interesting, so A-Pink's Eunji had a stalker. She has been sentenced to a year in prison. The 59-year-old, yes, this person is a grown woman. Yeah.
Wow.
This 59-year-old stalked her for 3 years, followed her to her makeup shop. So you know how when artists have to perform like on Inkigayo and all that, they usually go to like a shop and they will get their hair and makeup done, and then they'll go to their appointments or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this stalker would follow her to the makeup shop. At one point, she even begged her to take her in as a maid. Then she started spamming her with messages, causing Angie to shut down her Bubble account. That's how crazy it got. The stalker appealed her sentence, and she would only get 2 years probation and a fine of $500, or that's under £400 in, you know, UK pounds, and she has to do community service. So she got off quite lightly for stalking someone.
It seems like she got off quite lightly, and like just the physical and mental toll that would have had on this artist to have to shut down a whole account, that's intense.
Yeah, but yes, that was Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or if you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials @HowDoYouAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form on kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is Ive raps are at least top 5 best raps, as they have understanding of beat, no forced accent, no forced deep voice, lyrics rhyme and make sense, and you can understand them. The latter half of this person's unpopular opinion is what we already discussed in the news, so we've already touched on that, but let's focus on this first part, so around Ive and raps.
I'm not going to lie, I feel like I need to do a deep dive with Ive and raps, because when you say Ive, raps do not come to mind. But that's me coming from someone that doesn't, I don't think I've listened to, or if I have, I don't remember any raps, but I think I can confidently say I don't think I've listened to an Ive song from start to finish.
Hmm.
And then if I have, it's probably like their, you know, leading singles, so maybe those particular songs don't showcase what you were talking about, because if they did, I don't remember it.
Yeah. I know Ive songs from like the choruses that go viral and like on TikTok and stuff, but I don't actively listen to Ive. So I don't know if we need to pause and actually have a listen. But I think we could both agree with this. We have a complicated relationship with K-pop rap in general, but K-pop girl group rap, because sometimes it's just added for the sake of being added and it isn't necessary.
Girl, I don't think it's just girls. I think it's just in general. Yeah. Like sometimes just like, it's okay. This group doesn't need to have rappers. And this is not targeted at Ive, because again, I personally don't have opinion, because I personally don't think I've heard like an Ive rap. I don't know if this is like album tracks, but nothing is springing to mind from their countless popular songs either.
Yeah.
So,
who raps? Who is the rapper in?
That's what I was trying to think as well. But then again, I wouldn't be able to answer who is in the group apart from the obvious, because I haven't looked into them. Mm. I will. But I haven't.
Okay. Shall we pause, listen to a rap, and come back?
Okay, we're back. We've heard what some people may have said are raps. Again, if you have actual tracks and timestamps, we'll happily listen to that as well. But I'm just going to keep it 100. That didn't sound like rapping to me. Like, there was certain snippets that I was like, okay, this might be a rap. The other bits sound like a stylistic way of singing, but more like talky singing, and I wouldn't really call that a rap either, if that makes sense. And as I said, for this person to say Ive's raps are at least top 5 best raps, like period, I feel like there should be at least, as a casual listener, there should be at least one thing that sticks out to me, because I know there's certain groups that I personally don't listen to, I couldn't name you a song. And if there was like so insert group, their rapper's really good, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, I heard so-and-so rap before and I have this opinion, but I don't have a strong enough opinion for or against. But the video or the compilation, little snippets that we just heard, and if that's what you or this person is calling a rap, I would have to disagree.
Yeah, once again, this obviously isn't going to be a completely comprehensive answer because we have not listened to all of the supposed raps. I think there was maybe 3 or 4 songs in the compilation that we saw, and a lot of it, I would also agree, seemed like more a stylistic choice of delivering lyrics rather than rapping per se. And this isn't to say that rapping has one sound or style, but I think you can distinctly tell when something's a rap and when someone's talk singing. But yeah, would definitely be open to listening to more of their stuff. So if anyone wants to recommend anything specific for us to listen to, please send it our way. Okay, so moving on, our next unpopular opinion is Suga and Jungkook are the only members of BTS that can have a successful solo career.
Disagree. I feel like people, or this person, has only said that because... Okay, I'll talk about Jungkook because it's more prominent, but Jungkook's solo has had more crossover appeal compared to the other members.
Mm-hmm.
So... it may seem that he is successful, but that doesn't disregard all the successes that the other BTS members have done within their solo ventures, because none of them have essentially flopped.
Yeah.
It's just they've performed well domestically. And first and foremost, I think people forget, or not people, but certain people forget they are Korean artists. So they should perform well in Korea first. Like, that's going to be their priority. Like, everything else outside of that is a bonus.
Hmm. Exactly. Like, how are you defining success? I don't know if this person, it's just like an old opinion you've had, missed out. I don't know how you would have missed it, but missed out on all their solo stuff and still have that opinion, or if it's an opinion that still stands after everyone's projects. Because I think at this point, everyone has technically had their solo debut or solo projects. Mm. And I wouldn't say that any have flopped.
That's what I'm saying.
If it was more an opinion like, I think X member and X member have had the most successful or highly impactful solo debuts in these demographics or provide these numbers, I think that's a different discussion. But once again, how do you define success? Because success is different for everyone. But yeah, I think it's a very unique scenario where each member has had solo projects or an official solo debut and it's done incredibly well, because we don't always see that happen, because typically in a group you have the star member and everything they do goes well, and the lesser known members, sometimes their projects don't do as well or aren't as widely publicized or celebrated. But I wouldn't say that stands for BTS. So moving on to our last unpopular opinion, this person said, K-pop stans who genuinely get jealous of people's idols interact. Or jealous of people idols interact. I think this person's saying K-pop stans who genuinely get jealous of people's interactions with idols freak me out. You don't own them. You don't know them. Let them date real people. BFFR.
Okay, this way. Whoa. Stop. This opinion's all over the place. Are you talking... okay, just finish it. Sorry.
The last line is, I will never forgive the fans who made them change the Bite Me choreo.
This person has a little bit mixed. She or he have... like 3 opinions in one, because what I got from that is they can't stand people that get jealous of
interactions
with idols. That's one thing. Then next thing is
dating.
Fans should allow idols to date, and then it's like
In hyphen specific.
In hyphen.
Fair enough. We can understand that sometimes if you're sharing these opinions or you want us to talk about something, there might be a few things in one. But the first thing, the topic and the theme seems to be they can't stand people who genuinely get jealous of people who interact with idols.
I live in Delulu land, but I honestly, this side of the pond and the Americas and Australia's, there's only one. I don't really see people get jealous. I mainly see people, in terms of idol interaction, I mainly see people are either excited for a said person if it's like a really nice interaction, or people will drag someone because the fan or whatever's acting weird or trying to demand an idol to bark or something. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That's what I see. And then I think the only critique is in terms of how certain people get those video calls. The only critique is, oh, why is it always the same person?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a mix from what I've seen and come across. I think there are people that are sometimes genuinely jealous and then they start bullying said person. Because it's like, oh, why did it get to be you? Or like just nitpicking at the person, even though it might have just been a really nice, spontaneous or genuine interaction. I think that's wrong. I don't agree with jealousy in general. Maybe it's overly optimistic of me, but I prefer to be like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, I would love to experience that as well, but I'm happy for this person. I have seen people be genuinely jealous about people and just start harassing them or being really mean. I don't know, if you really admire someone, of course you would hope or wish, I suppose, at some point in your life you'll get to meet someone or have a certain type of interaction. On the other side of the spectrum, I think there's a girl currently that I don't know if it's just TikTok, but TikTok isn't particularly happy with, because she posts about like lots of these artist interactions that she has, predominantly at like fan meets and other stuff, and people are like, oh no, it's fine, like she just signs up for these things and gets to have these opportunities, and others are like, no, she's like a borderline sisang. So yeah, I think where people can receive critique, or if you're worried about something, then speak up about it. But if someone's just had a regular interaction, I don't think you should hate on them per se.
And then the next part was, you don't own them, you should let them date, basically. We spoke about this.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really not my business.
That's got nothing to do with us. So, and we've spoken about this countless times, so I don't think we need to
repeat. I think the only, and it would still be overstepping, but the only point at which a fandom or like people in general should ever like want to interject or step in or comment on X person's potential relationship or relationship that they've announced, if there is deep concerns like a peculiar age gap or anything dodgy going on, then I could understand an audience being like, hey, this doesn't seem right. But other than that, I don't think it's anyone's business.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for the last part of this unpopular opinion, this person said, I will never forgive the fans who made them change the Bite Me choreo.
Yeah. Is what it is.
Are they talking about that one song that had the choreo with like the female dancers?
Yes.
They changed that? Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think I can't remember exactly. I still feel like there were female dancers involved, but there just wasn't as much interaction. There was a space for Jesus in between. if I remember correctly, but I don't remember. My brain, but I do remember them changing it.
I don't like to generalize, and I'm not saying that today's fans are all like young people, because that isn't the case. Today's fans are a combination of mature people, young people, even like families as a cluster, people that have been fans for years, people that became a fan yesterday. But these people who do things like this, like make groups change choreo or complain about very normal things, would not have survived early K-pop. You just wouldn't have. What is that one stage? It was like Big Bang in a girl group. And they were like dancing up on each other, and like the whole, it, you wouldn't have survived.
Probably, I think it was probably like Wonder Girls or something. Probably.
Probably. I think the only reason a choreo should ever be changed is if it's like a group decision, like if the current choreo is too like physically demanding or dangerous, or they can't be consistent with it. Not because fans are like, they're too close to women. Last thoughts?
No thoughts, just vibes.
Okay, well, those are all of our unpopular opinions. If you have any thoughts, feelings, or vibes that you'd like to share with us, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/hallyouatyou, or you can send them to us by email, which is what is the email? One second.
Hallyouatyou@gmail.com. Hallyouatyou,
that is the email.
It's okay, it's been a long time.
It has been a minute. But yes, now it's time for On the Radar, which is where me and Shanice will let you know what's on our radar. So this could be anything that we're watching, listening to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Again, no thoughts, just vibes. I'm glad that we're back. Yeah, man, that's it. That's what I got this week. No thoughts, just vibes. Shay?
Thank you. We should put that on a t-shirt, like just no thoughts, just vibes. On my radar, I started watching a new K-drama that's currently airing, which is based on a webtoon. It's called Marry My Husband, very much so like revenge arc. Called Marry My Husband. I don't think I'll spoil it because it's basically the synopsis you can read on any platform that you watch on. But it's basically a story where this girl like never really had friends, and she has this one friend that's meant to be her best friend, and she also has a husband. Husband's like really horrible to her. She ends up getting sick from all the stress she gets from their relationship and work, and develops a type of cancer. And as she is going through treatment and stuff, she becomes informed that her husband has stopped paying the treatment bills. So she never asks this man for anything. Like, she was the breadwinner. She provided everything, even though he's like able-bodied and stuff. One day he just quit his job and decided he didn't want to work anymore and wanted to become a trader. So she's meant to be in hospital getting these treatments. The hospital staff inform her that her bills haven't been paid, and if she doesn't get sorted, they're not going to be able to keep her in the hospital anymore and treat her. So the whole story is about this woman who realizes that her best friend and her husband are betraying her. I'm not going to spoil how. She eventually dies, and then it basically comes to life again, but 10 years in the past, basically giving her the opportunity to do life over. But I think it's really interesting. A similar drama that came out recently, I think that was also based on a webtoon, is Perfect Marriage Revenge. So if you're into that theme of revenge dramas, I would say you would enjoy it. And then the very last thing on my radar is, I believe JYP has this new app called Fans, which is meant to be like their version of, I don't know, there's like another platform like it, but it's meant to be like, I guess, this artist fan interaction platform. And it's very new, but apparently Bang Chan was having a good time on there, where fans are like, oh, like come over to mine, and he would respond with the, or like, come over to mine, or I'll come over. And he would respond with like the JYP building address, which everyone was like, oh, okay, cool, funny, haha. But then things became increasingly more intense and steamy. Some fans submitted questions and comments like, is he ovulating? So, yeah, that's that.
Yeah. I don't think we need any more fan interaction apps. We need to... I miss the days when celebrities were mysterious and we knew nothing. You'll find out if an interview asks them a question in a magazine, that's when you'll find out stuff. Like, you know, when they go, 5 fun facts about Bang Chan. Do you know what I mean? And they're like, his favorite food is pizza. He hates pineapple, you know? And you're like, oh my God, me too. And that was it. I missed. Yeah. We need to bring it back, because people are getting too too over comfortable. Familiar. I know this was all jokes, but yeah. I just mean in general. Like,
oh my gosh, I think my, like, when I had this realization of what you're saying, when it hit me the hardest, was like a few years back when they're not together, but when GOT7 were actively promoting together, and JB went on that one American interview. I think they were there as a group, and they were like, tell us something that the fans might not know about you. Someone might say, oh, I really like grilled cheese. Oh, I can only sleep with this lamp on, or like something.
Mm.
And he was like, I have a missing tooth here. I'm going to get an implant soon. That's great. But yeah, please be mysterious.
Yeah, we need to bring mystery back. But yeah, that's it, folks. First episode of the year. Yay! Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or hot tea. You can submit that anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can send that to our email, which I'm not going to try to remember.
It's howyoutea@gmail.com.
That one.
howyoutea@gmail.com. It'd be in the description. All this stuff will be in the description.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it me? Yes. See, we're so bad at this. It's been too long. But yeah, guys, keep safe. Stay warm if you're in the colder parts of the world. Stay cool if you're in the hotter parts of the world. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.